The House of Representatives voted to send $832 billion to the Pentagon in the coming fiscal year. This defense appropriations bill boosts funding for the National Guard to a total of $189 billion, gives the Department of Defense $148 billion for research and development, and $283 billion for operation and maintenance, funds Israel's missile program, and provides $13 billion for President Trump's proposed Golden Dome effort, which aims to cover the entire globe in orbiting missile interceptors. Combined with the $156 billion allocated to the Pentagon in Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act, this bill provides the military over $1 trillion to spend in the coming year. The Republican-led chamber approved the bill 221-209, largely along party lines. Five Democrats voted in favor, and three Republicans voted in opposition. Among the Republicans who voted no was far-right Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. Greene proposed six amendments to the Defense Appropriations Bill, all of which failed. One of those amendments aimed to cut U.S. funding for the Israeli Cooperative Missile Defense Program. Greene opposed funding Israel on the grounds of saving taxpayer dollars.
The American people are $37 trillion in debt. So this is money that is being spent that they already don't have. My amendment would strike $500 million in funding for nuclear-armed Israel's missile defense system. And it's important to phrase it that way. Israel is a nuclear-armed nation, which is very capable of defending themselves, and they have been proving that so as we've watched on the world stage. The U.S. already provides Israel with $3.8 billion annually in foreign aid. $3.8 billion, that's a lot of money.
This amendment failed in a 6-422 vote, receiving yeses from progressives Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Al Green. Al Green later took to the floor to explain why he opposed the defense appropriations bill.
I voted against it because I saw it and currently see it as a vote against collective punishment, a vote against ethnic cleansing, and a vote against genocide appearing before my very eyes. I refuse to have my fingerprints, my empanada, on the killing of innocent people, including children.
Representative Pramila Jayapal, who also voted no, expressed her frustration at Congress's decision to fund the military while defunding American health care. She wrote on X, quote, "In the middle of the night, House Republicans just passed a bill that will dump billions into the Pentagon, the only agency that has never passed an audit. If we want to actually cut spending, this is a good spot to start, not by kicking 17 million Americans off their health care." This version of the defense budget is not final, given that the Senate Appropriations Committee has not yet released their defense spending proposal. When they do, it will have to be reconciled with this bill to produce the final defense budget. For KPFA News, I'm Brooke Helena Kirchner.